The father that was a laver borrowed money from somebody, the father died. And now the Yisraimim took over the field. So the Baal Chayiv of the father wants to come and take away these fields from the Yisraimim. Kark is Meshuvah. The question is, the Yisraimim say, we were Mashbichit. After our father died, we like planted here. So the Shvat, the fact what's growing here, you have the right to take. That belongs to us. Don't give me this. Your father was Mashbichit. And therefore there's a kaka that belonged to your father the way it is now, and we have a right to take it. Who do we believe? Milo Abirai, who has to bring the proof here? So Sub Rabbi Khalil Mechina thought to say, our yah should be the Cheskas Yasmi Kaime, that really we say the field is the Cheskas Yasmi. And therefore, the Abachev Laviraya, the Yisraelim are living there right now, they have a right to say they are the ones that fixed it up. And therefore, if you want to say for kid, you have to bring the raya. Oh, Maluhu Saba. So an older person said there, you should know, Hoch Yom Rav Yechanan. This is what Rav Yechanan said. That the lacha is, Al Ha Yisraimim Lavi Raya. No, here the Yisraimim have to bring the proof. My time, what's the reason? Ar Yakivun Lugvaina Kaima. Since this field was Meshuvit, like your father borrowed money a long time ago. And as soon as he borrowed the money, the fields that he owned was Meshuvit for that chayv. So the fields are legvayna kaima, oimid, to be collected by the malva. So commander gviya dami, it's command considered as if the Baal Chayv collected it already. So command it's in there is just like. And therefore, v'al ha-yisaymim lo viraya. Therefore, the yisaymim are the ones that want to take it away from the Baal Chayv. So therefore, the yisaymim have to bring a proof that it was them that made the shvach that planted here and made the field worth more, and then the Baal Chayv can't take it. But otherwise, since it's oimid legvayna, we look as if the Baal Chayv took it already. Rabbi Abaye said, we also learned like this. Suffolk Zekodam, the Suffolk Zekodim. We have a Suffolk, who came first? Rashi says, the Gemara in Baba Basra, Bilu Nanatuya Vatecha Mishamama, Salmach Liir, Ktani Yosimim, Ir Kodma, Kaitseit, Venetadamim, Suffolk Zekodam, the Suffolk Kaitseit, Venetadamim. The question now, who was there first? The tree or the city? The city was there first, and someone planted a tree, the city has the right to cut down that tree. So Suffolk, Zekodim, Suffolk Zekodim, Kaitseits, you have right to cut down that tree, but if you ain't a nice dumb, you don't have to pay any money. Alma, what do we see? Kivud Lamekas Kaima, since the tree is supposed to be cut down anyway, Arminulay, we say to him, I see Raya, you have to bring a proof that you were there first, and therefore Vishakal, then you take money. Sochin, I'm here also. Hai Shtar, the Shtar, I'll tell you, Hai Shtar, Kivud Lagvaina Kaima. Since the Shtar is made to be collected with Lagvaina Kaima, command the Gviya Dummy. It's considered like you already collected the money. And therefore, Bala Yisraimim Lavi Raya. Therefore, the Yisraimim have to bring the Raya. I see Yisraimim Raya. Diyinu Ashbeche. So, what's going to be now if the Yisraimim brought a proof that they were the ones that were Mashbechet? Echadami. The Yisraimim bring Edim that when our father died, the field was just empty. We were the ones that went down there and planted there and seeded it. So, Sobra B'chinu L'meimo, Ki Mesakinalu, B'yarya Mesakinalu. That when do we take him out? From the field. And the Gemara says, not true of Elohi, b'dimei mesakin elohu. In other words, we have to give the Yisraimim the Shvach. How do we give the Yisraimim the Shvach? Like, this property now is Meshubah to the Malva. But if the Malva takes away the whole property, he's taking the Shvach, like what's growing on it, which belongs to the Yisraimim. So one way is we have to leave over a small portion on the ground, how much it's worth, and let the Yisraimim keep that. Or else, no, the Malva takes all the property, and he has to pay back money to the Yisraimim. That's the Shaila. Ki mesakinulu, the Yahya mesakinulu, do we have to give them a portion of land? And the Master of the Lay, it's not true. V'demei mesakinulu, we only pay them the price. Midi Rav Nachman, a proof from Rav Nachman. The Yomer Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Shloisha, three people, Shomim lemes ha-shvach. We have to value how much the shvach is, the profit is, how much better the field became. Ulmal leisim bedamim. And you know how we pay him back?
With the money.
Uh-huh. The other way, these are them. Bechor l'poshet. The question between a Bechor and a poshet, where Bechor gets two portions. O Balchoyv uksu besisha, lu yisaymin. O Balchoyv l'kuchais. Is there clearly a Balchoyv by l'kuchais, when the Balchoyv takes it away, so l'maisa, they take the property, and they only pay back the money of the shvach. O Malay Ravina Rabashi, l'meimri, you want to have Mesav Shmuel. Balchoyv l'kuchais. Yeah, o mislai shvach l'lkeach. Does Lekeach get the Shvach at all? The Yom HaShmuel, Baal Chayv gave us a Shvach. That the Baal Chayv takes collect the Shvach. Lekeach doesn't get like a Shvach. He's telling me now that the Baal Chayv has to pay back the money of the Shvach. Mashmuel, Lekeach keeps the Shvach. It's not true. I, Shmuel, said, when a Baal Choyv takes away this karka from somebody that bought it off the loiva, he has the right to collect even from the shvach. It says, the Baal Choyv gave us a shvach. The chitim, maybe you want to tell me the kashya no stira. Kan b'shvach ha-megilik sofim, these are shvach that he could cut off and take home already. Kan b'shvach she'en ha-megilik sofim. No, it's not ripe yet. But the Gemara no, but ma'isim b'chol yoyim, because magbi Shmuel, afilu shvach ha-megilik sofim. Shmuel, even cases where the shvach, mamish, was fully grown already. The parents are fully grown already. It's about time to cut it off. Still, Shmuel said, when the Baal Chayv takes away this karka, he has the right to take away the karka with the shvach. So Mar says, Lakasha, Ho demasik beke shirayo ushvacha. When the Baal Chayv has the right to take away, he like the loiva owed him $1,000. Now this field with the shvach is only worth $1,000. Then he has the right to take both. Ho demasik beke shirayo ushvacha. There we're talking about the loan was only $900. So you have no right to take away this $1,000 field, because you only have the right to collect $900. In such a case, this extra $100 of the shvach, you have to pay him back. V'chilei masik shirayo ushvacha diyoyev leizuzi lakeach. Umesalik lei, so tell me now, the field again is worth $1,000 with the Paris. He only owes you $900. So you have a right to take away this whole field, and you pay him back the $100. Fredi Gemara, honich leman diyama, eist leizuzi lakeach, lemosim salik lei lebachoy. That's only good if you say, even if the labor has money, he can't get rid of the balchoy. Shop it. Elo leman diyama though, that a yis lezuzi lakeach has money. Motzim esalik lele balchoyiv, he has a right to tell the balchoyiv, don't take away this karka, even though it's meshuvah to you. I bought this karka off the leiva, still the malva has a right to say, the lakeach has a right to say, I'll pay you money. Even though this karka is meshuvah to you, don't take the karka, but instead I'll pay you money. If the lakeach has a right to say that, but namely let him stay here also. He has a lezuzi, have a mesakin lecha mikuliyari. Listen, if I would have had money to pay you $900, I would give you the $900, and I would keep this whole karka. Hashtu now, the less lezuzi, I don't have the $100 to pay you. Havli geruya the arya, the aroy yishir shvacha. So I call upon him, leave me over a portion in this property. This property now is worth $1,000. You only have right to collect $900. So why is the law so you could take away the whole property? No, you should have to leave me over $100 worth of the property. Sumer says, Hocha b'mayaskin, you know what I'm talking about over here? We're going to shavya nalaya poitiki. The pshat is now the original loiva made this field in a poitiki to the malva. As if to say the omulei, the loiva said to the malva originally, lo yehe lecha proyin elamizu, that the only place you'll be able to collect your money is only from this field. And that's why when the malva, the Baal Chayv, comes to collect his money, he has a right to take away the whole field from the lakeich. Even though it's more than the actual loan was, halacha is you have a right to collect this field. Ah, he put in shvach. The shvach you pay him back because it wasn't a poitki. Without a poitki, then maybe you can do this. All right, we'll stop here.
Yerokta daf kuf yud amabez by the Mishnah. Hamakabel saw the mechaveru leshavua. You accept to work on a field for a shavua. That's like a 7-year period of shmita. So b'shul leshavua. Leshvua echot for one shmita cycle v'shev meyazuz for $700 the lachriz hashviyus min haminyan the seventh year even though you can't use the field it's also part of the minyan that you can't sell like you're paying $100 for each year you have to have 8 years like not the seventh year because you can't work. No, since you said the lashon of leshvua it means shmita the seventh year is included. However, kibla himenu sheva shonim b'sheva meyazuz. Let's say you just accepted to work on it for 7 years. You didn't say for a shmita cycle. You just said for 7 years. Then ein hashvius min haminyan. Then shmita is not part of the minyan since you can't work. Then that's not considered part of the 7 years. Rather, you have 7 working years to use it for the $700 that you have to pay. Now, schir yoim, let's say you hired somebody to work for you for the daytime, is goyve kol alayla. The lacher is the worker has the right to collect his money, his wages, the whole night time. That's the zman that by then the owner has to pay him back. We'll see in the Gemara how many lavim are involved here. What about schir layla? Let's say somebody that worked for you by night time throughout the whole night. Then the lacher is goyve kol alayim. The owner has to pay him by the next day. In other words, we hold schiris mishtalemes besayf. When you're finished working, that's when you have a right to ask for your money. And the Bala boss has this, this 12-hour period to get the money. So if you're finished working at the end of the night, the whole next day, the owner has to pay him. Schir shoyus, what about if you hire somebody just to work for a few hours? That's called schir shoyus. Is goyva kol alayla. He has the right to collect the whole night and the whole day. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what this means. Schir Shabbos. Let's say you hire somebody to work for you for the whole week, or else Schir Chodesh for a month, Schir Shana for a whole year, Schir Shavua for 7 years. So it depends now. Yotza b'yoyim, let's say he finished his work, he finished the job, finished at a daytime, by day, so then goyva kol ha-yoyim, then the locher is the balabos has to pay him that day. Now, since his work took so long, so at the end, now when he finishes by day, the owner has to pay him. Yotza b'layla, let's say he gets finished at nighttime, then goyva kol ha-layla b'kol ha-yoyim. Then the owner has the right to pay him either that night or else the next day. So the chur is the spirit we just said before. If he finishes by yom, you can only pay him by yom. So see in the Gemara. The Gemara says like a smach likeus. Now the Gemara says, "Tana Rabbanim, we're going like this. Minayin the schir yom shegoy bekol halaylo. How do we know that a person that works by day, he has the right to collect his money that night? Talmud Leima, the pasuk says, "Loy solin pula sochir itcha ad boiker." That you're not allowed to leave over by you the owner the wages of your worker until the morning. So in other words, the person finished working by the end of the day, therefore you have the whole night to pay him. And if you don't pay him by the next morning, you're over this lab of Loisolin. Uminayin, how do I know, Leschir Laila, that if somebody that works for you by nighttime, Shegoeva Kolayim, that the owner has the chiyuv to pay him by the next day, and if he doesn't pay him by the next day, then he's over a lab? Shenema, another pasuk in Devarim says, Biyoimai Titein Scharoi, in the daytime you should pay him. So here the chura you see is supposed to pay him by day, and before it's mashah supposed to pay him by night. So that's the pshat. Whenever he finished working, he has another 12-hour period to pay him. So the Mori asks, "V'ayim ibcha?" Maybe just the opposite. When he finishes by day, you have to pay him by day, and when he works at night, you have to pay him by night. As if to say, maybe from the beginning of his work, that's when you have to start to pay him. So Mori says, "No, this is the klal schiris einu mishtalemes ela b'sayif. When you work for somebody." Ischirus is ainim ishtom, is only you have to pay for it, elav esayf only at the end. That means, like kol zaman you're working, you don't have a right to get paid. You only have a right to get paid when you're finished working. So therefore, at the time when you're finished working, the owner has then a 12-hour period to like pay you. Tanu Rabban, what about this? Mimash meshinema, since the pasuk says, loy solin pula socher itcho, you should not leave over the pay with you. So never said like loy solin, we know it means overnight. So any day don't I know shad boiker? It means until the morning. Matamoloi mat boiker. What does the post got to say that you have to pay him by the morning? When it says loy solon itself like means overnight until the next morning. So what's the extra word ad boiker? So Gemara says malamid sheinu over elo ad boikerishin, that this lav of loy solon only applies until the first morning. Bilvad. But mikan viela, for now onwards, then like you don't have this lav. So Gemara says, "My, what's going to be the din then?" Amarav oyver mishum baal tishor. There's another type of benissa. Baal tishor not to wait with the money. Now, what's the first one? The loch is brought down. There's nissa with rabbonon. And Amar Reb Yosef, my crow with this posik. It's a posik in Mishka that says, "Al toimul reicha, don't say to your friend, leich v'shuv, go away, then come back umocho, come back tomorrow." Eten. Like, leich v'shuv umocho eten. Go away now, come back tomorrow. V'yeh shitcha, but really you have. So the kids are this lab of loisolin, like there's a zman. If the owner doesn't pay him up by the next morning, then the owner is over this lab of loisolin.